good morning. Hey, I've heard that song before. Yes, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing, and it's the name of this program that you can hear every Sunday at this time on CHUO-FM at the University of Ottawa. It's a program of music that was popular in the years from the 1920s to the 1950s. Those were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, of great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. I'm David Peel, and these are songs I've heard before. Perhaps you've heard them too. But even if you haven't, join me for an hour, listen to some old records, and hear what popular music was like in the years before rock and roll. Well, from the 1920s to the 1950s. That's 40 years and a tremendous amount of popular music. I've been playing old records of quite a lot of it on this program for the last 8 years, and I thought that as a sort of midsummer retrospective, we might, for the next 3 weeks, listen to one record from each of those 40 years, with perhaps a few extras, to maybe sum up the songs and the styles of those 4 decades and their variety of popular music. These won't be my favorite records of those years, though some of them will be. They won't all be the best-selling records either, though again, some of them will be. What they'll be is typical popular records of their time, reflecting not only the kinds of music, but the performers and the songwriters of those years from the 20s to the 50s. So let's begin in the 1920s with 3 very popular discs from the days when the recording industry and radio were expanding quickly, and the phonograph was becoming a major item in many homes along with the brand new radio. From 1927, soon after recording technology developed enough to allow a soft singing voice to be heard, Gene Austin, often called the man who invented crooning, with the top song of that year, My Blue Heaven. Before that, Van and Schenck, performers from vaudeville, with a popular record from 1921, Ain't We Got Fun. And in between those two, a huge hit for Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Whispering, in 1920, his first great success. Whiteman led a very advanced band for its day, and he was called the King of Jazz, which meant then not jazz as we know it now, but the modern rhythms of a new kind of popular music. We'll hear him, but first of all, here are Van and Schenck.
Bill collectors gather round and rather on the cottage next door. Men the grocer and the butcher sent, men who call for the rent. But within a happy shabby and his bride of only a year, seem to be so cheerful, here's an earful of the chatter you hear. Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear, we haven't a fuss. But smiles are made, dear, for people like us. In the winter, in the summer, don't we have fun? Times are bum and getting bummer, still we have fun. There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get children. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Just to make their trouble nearly double, something happened last night. To the chimney a gray bird came, Mr. Stork is his name. And I'll bet you pins a pair of twins just happened in with a bird. Still they're very gay and merry, just that dawning I heard. Every morning, every evening, don't we have fun? Twins and pairs, dear, come in pairs, dear, don't we have fun? We've only started as Mama and Pop. Are we downhearted? I'll say that we're not. Landlord's mad and getting madder, ain't we got fun? Times are bad and getting better, will we have fun? There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get laid off. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Thank you.
walk along, each little nest they love, nightshades falling, lovebirds calling, what makes the world go round, nothing but love. When whippoorwill calls, and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. A smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Three songs from the 1920s. From 1921, we heard Van and Schenck with Ain't We Got Fun, written by Richard Whiting. Then Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Whispering, and Gene Austin with My Blue Heaven from 1927, written by Walter Donaldson. Whispering was one of the first hits of the 20s from the year 1920. Well, one more record today from the 20s. It wasn't a big hit at the time that it was made in 1925, but it became very influential as one of the earliest blues records. And this is the end of the Ottawa Blues Fest, so perhaps it's appropriate for us to listen to this classic by one of the greatest interpreters of the blues, Bessie Smith. You'll also hear Louis Armstrong on cornet. The song had been written just a decade before, in 1914, by W.C. Handy. Bessie Smith with the St. Louis Blues.
Evening sun go down.
Bessie Smith with Louis Armstrong on the cornet and the St. Louis Blues, one of the great songs of the century, really, in terms of blues and its influence on other music. That was recorded in 1925. Well, today on I've Heard That Song Before, we're looking back 1 year at a time over four decades of popular music from the 1920s to the 1950s. We'll come into the 1930s now with big hit records from 1932, 35, and 36, all with the quality that made them bestsellers typical of their time, but also their songs that lasted for more than that brief period of initial fame. From the 1932 Broadway show, The Gay Divorce, one of the classic songs of Cole Porter, sung by Fred Astaire with Leo Reisman's orchestra. Astaire was a great singer as well as a fantastic dancer, first on the stage, then in movies, with a style that epitomized 30s entertainment. The song is Night and Day. From 1935, one of the most popular records of the year, Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra, with Kenny Sargent singing Blue Moon, another classic, this one by Rodgers and Hart. This was the initial bestseller, although perhaps not everyone's favorite record nowadays, of Blue Moon. And then from 1936, another inimitable stylist, Fats Waller, and It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. First, though, here's Fred Astaire.
The drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, 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 night and day. You are the one, only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Thank you.
without a dream in my heart, without the love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, Una turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without the love of my own.
Yes, but if you break my heart, I'll break your jaw and then I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Now get on out there and tell your lie. What is it?
It's a sin to tell a lie. That was Fats Waller and his rhythm from 1936. Before that, we heard Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra with Blue Moon, a Rodgers and Hart song, one of the few that didn't come from a Broadway musical. And we began with a Cole Porter song, Fred Astaire with Leo Reisman's orchestra and Night and Day. Well, two now from the big band years, the years of swing, when the best of jazz came from some of the great dance orchestras, and jazz was really part of mainstream pop music. About the only time, I think, when that happened was the swing era. From 1939, we'll hear Benny Goodman with Martha Tilton, and an old tune adapted by trumpeter Ziggy Elman with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and The Angels Sing. That's Elman you'll hear on the trumpet on the record. And then from 1941, Billy Strayhorn's unforgettable theme, written for Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Another classic record for swing fans, Take the A-Train. First, though, here's Benny Goodman.
We meet and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. You speak and the angels sing. Undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming. Through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing. Thank you.
Duke Ellington and his orchestra with Billy Strayhorn's Take the A Train from 1941. Before that, we heard Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Martha Tilton on the vocal and Ziggy Ellman on the trumpet of And the Angels Sing from 1939. This morning, we're listening to one record from a number of the years in the decades between 1920 and 1959. The focus and the subject of this radio program. I'm choosing one disc from each year, usually from among the best-selling records of the year, in order to give you an idea of the wide variety of popular music that people listened to in those years from the 1920s to the 1940s. Well, our record from 1945 was one of the year's top hits, the record that made Perry Como a star, a song adapted from Chopin's Polonaise in A-flat, a song with deep meaning for servicemen and sweethearts reuniting at the end of the Second World War, Till the End of Time. Then we'll hear the most popular song of 1949, also with a wartime connection, as it's from the Rodgers and Hammerstein Broadway musical South Pacific, which was set during the Second World War. There were five other records of this song in the top 10 record charts, but this is the definitive version by the star of the original cast, Ezio Pinza, Some Enchanted Evening. First, here's Perry Como.
Are in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you deeper with every passing day, till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time. Each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one love and live for till the end of time.
enchanted evening. You may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room. And somehow you know even then, that somewhere you see her again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room. And night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter. Explain it, who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find her
Pinza, star of the Metropolitan Opera and also the star of South Pacific, the top song of 1949, Some Enchanted Evening. Before that, we heard Perry Como with one of the top songs from 1945, Till the End of Time. Well, now, an extra from the 1940s. It's not going to represent 1943 when it appeared or 1944 when it was popular, but it does represent the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein, who contributed so much to theater and film and popular music in the 40s and 50s. This is the rousing title song to the musical that changed musicals forever, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say yippee-yay, we're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Oklahoma, where the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Every night we sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
We belong to the land.
Your home and the land we belong to is grand.
Every
yah, every yah, every yah, every yah, every yah.
when we say, yo, I-F-I-O-E-A. We're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma.
Alfred Drake, another great Broadway star, with the chorus and Oklahoma from the 1943 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. Well, now, looking back over our four decades, we're into the 1950s, the decade when rock and roll began to take over popular music. We haven't played much of it in this program, and we're not going to today. Instead, we're going to listen to four of the great pop records of that decade. We'll start with Les Paul and Mary Ford from 1951 and How High the Moon. Then the great Frank Sinatra. We couldn't look back over these decades without something from Sinatra, his 1955 hit Learnin' the Blues. Then we'll hear Joe Stafford, another of the great singers of the 40s and 50s, with You Belong to Me from 1952, and then an Italian record, Domenico Modugno from 1958, and Volare. But first, Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Somewhere there's music, I'll paint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above, love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me, it's out of use. Where there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will still my heart, I'll hide.
Tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
Sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu.
poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. E volavo, volavo felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, 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 nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. Ma tutti i sogni nell'alba svaniscono perché quando tramonta la luna li porta con sé. Ma io continuo a sognare negli occhi tuoi belli, che sono blu come un cielo trapunto di stelle. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù, e continuo a volare felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo...
That's Domenico Modugno, Nel blu dipinto di blu, Volare, one of the top songs of 1958. Before that we heard You Belong to Me by Joe Stafford, Learning the Blues from Frank Sinatra, How High the Moon from Les Paul and Mary Ford. We're revisiting the four decades from 1920 to 1959 for the next couple of weeks, and I hope that you'll join me next Sunday morning for more of the top and wonderful songs of that period. I'm David Peel. The song Before is what you're listening to. This is CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa.